I've been in touch with a couple of those type players, and they don't think it's so bad, and they're saying, let's get ready to go and play. However, I do think in this case, the MLB union leadership is pretty strong. The players on the negotiating committee are Scherzer, Andrew Miller, star players making not just seven figures, but eight figures. So I do think this will not be accepted, and they will negotiate off of this.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are delighted to welcome in MLB Network analyst Harold Reynolds. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Harold, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we love talking to you, honestly, all the time that we can. And certainly we look at what's going on in baseball right now. And I think everyone was very optimistic until we got to the financial stuff. And everybody was hopeful that they were getting into agreement mode with the DH and talking about the 67 pages and the health and medical concerns. And now here we are. And, you know, it just seems like you couldn't have more polar opposites when it comes to reaching some sort of resolution on the financial stuff.
Well, I've always, I went through three strikes and was locked out once. So 4 years of my 12 years of major league career was in turbulent negotiations. And the way I look at it, there's always one common ground. You want to get back to playing baseball. And that's still the same fact here. The biggest factor is health and safety. You know, once you get that piece figured out, and we don't know how that's going to work out yet, but I think everybody in the whole country is working towards that. And if we can get that piece figured out, the finances will take care of itself. And the disappointment for me is they've ran out with the finances first, and that's the most public thing out there. And that really should be the thing you talk about behind closed doors. But when you got a country with 39 million people that are unemployed and trying to figure out how to live and stay afloat, the last thing you want to hear is about, I got to get my millions to play baseball. And at the end of the day, it is a game. We got to figure it out. But the health and safety is the key. And I think once they get that, everything else will take care of itself.
I tend to agree with you, Harold, but I think the fact that they're not arguing over health and safety, and we're seeing headlines by Max Scherzer and talking about they're not willing to go back to with a counteroffer because they were so disappointed with the owner's proposal at first. If a player came to you today and said, okay, what are we doing wrong here? What would you tell us to do next? How would you answer that?
Well, I went through a strike that was 60-something days. Everyone is different. I had a strike that was 2 days long. So each one of those is different. I think what I would say to players is open your eyes. You got to look around. You know, everybody's going to have to make an adjustment. As a player, I never, ever believed that owners didn't have money or that they were losing money. But this is different, man. The whole world's getting hit. And so you have to make adjustments, and everybody has to adjust. And I understand the players made an agreement on what they felt the financial structure was going to be back in March or whenever they did the first deal. But how much has our world changed since March? We're not living in the same world even today as it was 2 days ago. You know, so I think you got to make adjustments. And at the end of the day, both sides are just going to have to figure it out. And if you don't, then the alternative is you don't play. And if this continues to sink and the economy continues to do that, nobody's going to make money. You're going to be losing billions. And if they lose billions, some players are not playing ever again. You know, I remember in 94 when Bud Selig came out and said, there's no World Series. We're sitting there in August going, what are you talking about? We didn't play again until 95. And about 100 guys lost jobs. They didn't play ever again in the big leagues. I never played ever again in the big leagues after 94 strike.
Wow.
Because they are going to financially cut somebody out. And as the once the truth comes to the top, somebody's gone. So I think the players are missing it here. That if you want to stand on your, you know, I got to have mine and get yours, and everybody does. I get it. But there is adjustments that everybody's going to have to make for the betterment of the game, or somebody's not playing ever again. That will be the case. Somebody will not play ever again.
It's hard to separate what's happening right now to what's coming up in the future. And I think that one of the reasons players may be reluctant to cut a deal that they need to cut is because they worry about what's going to happen after 2021. And maybe ownership is reluctant to open up books or anything. Not that they ever have, but they might be more aware of what's coming. Is the labor storm of the future affecting the current labor storm?
Yeah, I think it is, but I think everybody's got to live in the present, you know, owners and players. I really think you got to get something done for what's happening right now, and we'll figure out the next deal later. I really don't think you can sit here and negotiate looking at 2023, 24, 25. We have no idea what the world is going to be. Because right now, we don't have a vaccine, you know, so we don't even know. We're talking about sports. I'm talking about teachers, doctors, front offices, the grocery clerk, everybody. We have no idea what's going to happen next summer, let alone this summer. And that's what I think baseball and all sports, not just baseball, but basketball, football, everybody has to look at the reality of, do we want to get on the field and figure it out right now, and you deal with the next step next? That's what you have to do. You can't sit here and go, well, all right, we're going to negotiate for 2025. We have no idea what it's going to look like. I don't sit here. I would have never thought Mike Trout was going to get $500 million as a player. Wow. But I can't honestly sit here and think Mookie Betts is getting $400,000 right now, which I would have said last year, hands down. The world is changing. I think people have to wake up and really recognize that. And I'm a little disappointed in the fact that nobody's living in the here and now, and they're all looking at it from a different perspective. And you have to kind of look at, this is a here and now deal. How do we deal with this now? We need to get out of it, and then we'll deal with our future when we see what it is.
Talking with Harold Reynolds from the MLB Network, and Harold has partnered with Huddle, a sports analysis software company, highlighting the need for players to be seen in baseball and softball. Visit huddle.com/baseball to learn how players can use Huddle's digital platform to create a national profile and be seen at their best by coaches, scouts, and evaluators. And Harold, along those lines, you know, we talk about Major League Baseball, minor league baseball not being a thing this summer. What does that do long-term to the development of prospects and the growth of the sport?
Well, that's one of the reasons I teamed up with Huddle. And, you know, Huddle is the largest recruiting platform in the country for football, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, you name it. They got 7 million kids on there. So all of us know, if you want to continue to advance, whether it's youth ball or travel ball or high school or college, you have to be seen. And unfortunately, this spring, kids didn't get a chance to get out and play, and particularly in Chicago and even here in the Northeast where I live in Jersey. They didn't even get on the field. And so how are you going to be seen? How are you going to be evaluated? So the beauty of baseball is you can do that through video. And as I get ready for the draft right now, I'm just looking at video. I didn't get a chance to go watch anybody play this spring. So I'm looking at their video, and I'm being able to evaluate it. Well, coaches, recruiters, everybody else doing the same thing. And so that's why the Huddle platform is so powerful, because you got 7 million kids on that site and coaches go to it. So that's an opportunity for you to be seen. Just go to huddle.com. That's my spiel on that, but I'll tie it into where we're at, is that as I get ready for the draft and as we move forward in this deal, minor league baseball and everything else, there's no minor league season right now. There's no baseball anywhere. And this is going to be tough for everybody to dig out. And as we go through this, the business model that you went into this whole thing with is not going to stand. And the same thing with baseball. We've been leaning a lot towards analytics, and now you have no other choice but to be able to try to evaluate guys through video. So we're going to be in this for a couple of years. The draft's 5 rounds this year. And next year, I don't see it being back to 40 rounds. We don't know what ground we're standing on, and we don't even know who's how you see those youngsters coming along. So it's just different, and I feel for the kids. If this happened when I was playing back in the day, I'd have been in deep trouble when I was in high school. But now you got video. At least that's a weapon you can use that can really give you an opportunity to continue to keep moving forward, and that's why it's important.
Harold, we'll let you go. What's your gut feeling? Is this getting resolved, or are we in trouble here?
No, we're going to play. We're going to play. I'll end it with what I started with. If we can show that you can be healthy and safe, and we get to that point, we're going to play. I don't think there's much choice left. We have to get the game back going, and there's too many variables moving forward to make that happen. So, yeah, I think July, August, hopefully we'll be on the field playing baseball, and we won't be discussing this.
Thanks, Harold.
Harold, thanks a ton. Okay, great
guys.
Talking to you. Take
Good
care.
Stuff.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye. That is Harold Reynolds. Always a joy to talk to him. All right. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
He made that crap up.
And, of course, Kevbo. He is
good young man who's gone through hell.
He's our maven of sound. And Ray does it all. Ray, bless you, sir.
Thanks, Ray.
He's quite a guy and quite a character.
He is a character. David, have yourself a great day. Enjoy your life, for God's sake.
You too, Mully. Take care.
All right. Talk to you soon. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
That segment brought to you by North Shore University Health Systems.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
670 The Score is Chicago sports. And for nearly three decades, Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back their privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled three times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle at approximately 12:02.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway, here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, it's Mully and Haw here with a score, 2-minute timeout. And today we're joined by Jesse Singh, the CEO of TimberTech Nationwide, leader in decking. Jesse, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Jesse.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know, we're talking about what we can do with everything going on in the world and how to make a little space for ourselves. Can you tell us what's going on with deck building, what's being done, and how are you dealing with all the stay-at-home, stay-in-place, social distancing stuff?
Well, first off, I think we're all like you, like what you're talking about here, which is we all want more space, and, you know, building a deck and expanding your outdoor space is a great way to be able to enjoy company outside and also be able to expand your living space. And what we're seeing now is deck building is an essential service, and our contractors are able to build decks and engage our consumers on designs all at a safe social distance.
So Jesse, I have the time. I'm interested in building a deck. If I do want to start the process at TimberTech.com, how do I do it?
Well, it depends on where you are in the process. If you know what you're doing, you can just go right on there and look at different color and design options. If you're just getting started, there's a lot of instructional material in there to just help you get started, help you build your own deck, and also help find a contractor.
What makes your TimberTech products different than other decking products?
Well, we're the innovation leader. We invest a lot of money in R&D, and what that allows us to do is have a very lifelike looking product, and also have the longest warranties. And you know, we're headquartered in Chicago, which we always think is nice.
So basically, better technology means a better deck.
Absolutely, and longer warranties.
That's great stuff. Jesse, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. I'm definitely going to be contacting you because we're going to do it. We need this, and we need some space. We need some space for my kids.
Thanks, Jesse.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. If you are if you're interested as I am, just go to chicagodecks@timberdeck.com. That's chicagodecks@timbertech.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Do you ever get annoyed by petty things? Does your head fill up with complaints throughout the day? Well, I have the solution for you. It's a podcast called Unhappy Hour with Matt Bellassai. That's me. Every Tuesday, we vent about all the things we love to hate with special guest complainers like Allison Williams, Liza Koshy, W. Kamau Bell, and so many more. Ready to listen? Go to the free radio.com app and search Unhappy Hour.
Side effects listening to Unhappy Hour include side-splitting laughter and extreme eye rolling.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
We figured we'd go down there into my basement, and that wallpaper is the play call sheets from the 2018 season. It was the perfect time during the draft to do that, and there was more space. But right now, all they're getting is the backdrop of my office that I'm in my home office.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
it's Mike Mulligan.
And David Haw here.
Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever.
So as America adjusts to a new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and occasionally make you laugh during these uncertain times.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com.
And stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for